Okay. I love photography too, but of course I'm not very good at it, but I love it. And actually, a lot of times when I come home from the television station at night, I will sit down at the piano and play for maybe a half hour or an hour, just as a way of unwinding in the night. I'm not very good, but I love to play. So it's that kind of a thing that I have as hobbies. I used to do a lot more, but I've kind of narrowed it down to boating and a little photography and a little piano playing and not much
golf. And travel.
And travel, yes. A lot of travel, as I can do that. I used to do a lot of golfing, but boating became more important than golfing, so it went that way.
Where are some of your favorite places to travel?
Well, I think probably the prettiest places that we have seen have been in southern Germany and in Switzerland. I love those places, and I love Hawaii, and I keep wanting to go back there. But my wife says, no, let's keep going someplace else different every year. And then when we get tired, we'll go back to Hawaii. Because that is that's a beautiful place out there. But maybe next year we'll maybe head back to the South Pacific, way south, maybe to Australia and New Zealand. I don't know. It's kind of up in the area, but I do love traveling.
Mm-hmm. Do you just take time from your job to do this travel, or do you do it?
Oh, yes, I always do it during the summer, the summer vacations. Until I retire, I have to work my vacations in the summertime. But when I retire, I can work my vacation in any time because I'm looking forward to the day when I will have 6 Saturdays and 1 Sunday in every week.
How much time do you have for vacation?
I have 4 weeks from the television station. Yes, that
gives
me a chance to travel.
Right. Very good. Well, what recommendations would you give to a young person who might be entering the field?
The field of meteorology, or even, especially that, in broadcasting, first of all, they must be avid readers. They must have good pronunciation, good diction, and good grammar. If they're going into the field of meteorology, they must, and this is a requirement, I would say, of anybody, they must be good at math and science. Mm-hmm. Because it goes right on in when they go into the university and major in meteorology, they will have to have a lot of math and science background. So they will have to have a liking for that. And I would say, first of all, they have to have a scientific mind and be curious. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I don't think they will make very good meteorologists.
And if they do all this, they will have a lot of fun along with it, you guarantee.
I would almost guarantee that, yes. It is a fun, it is a pressure occupation because you are working with the clock, and I am a clock-oriented person. When I get there, say, at 4 o'clock, I know I have exactly 1 hour and 55 minutes to get my show put together into the machine and sequenced and turned over to the director. The director likes to have everything turned to him 5 minutes before airtime. Before we went into the computer graphics and the sequencing of these, I was able to work on my weather right up until I went on the air. But now then, I must have everything done, try to have it done 5 minutes before air time. Mm-hmm. And from air time on, then I'm done in the studio. So, yes, it is a pressure-oriented, but it's a lot of satisfaction in it. And there's a lot of fun in it if you can handle the pressure.
And you have contributed a great deal to the enjoyment of life in Decatur.
I hope so.
The people in Decatur will be very pleased that you went into this field. And we thank you very much for sharing your reminiscences with us. It has been a pleasure to hear a bit of history in the making, and we thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. It's been my pleasure.
You have been listening to the experiences and reminiscences of Mr. Loren Boatman, meteorologist and newsman on the staff of WAND Television Channel 17. And this is Betty Turnell.